In Salvador, reggae mixed with the local samba styles to create a new fusion that would dominate the music of the region, the percussive samba reggae. The band who can claim to have invented the style are the Bloco Afro Olodum, who started in 1979.
The leader of the band at that time got the influence of the reggae, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Jim Cliff, yeah, and the fused with the traditional Bahia samba, and they make the samba reggae rhythm. It's the rhythm of the Olodum, yeah. It's now lots of artists play this rhythm, which is the fusion of the reggae from Jamaica and the Bahia samba.
Olodum became the most commercially successful Bloco Afro in Salvador, and indeed Brazil, and have long outlasted the military era. The soldiers who had ruled Brazil since the 60s finally stood down in 1985, giving way at last to a new civilian government, headed by President José Sarney. Gilberto Gil, the singer they'd jailed and who would later become a government minister, started 1985 playing at Brazil's biggest ever music festival, Rock in Rio. With the Tropicália movement, he and his colleagues had set out to create a new music that would mix regional styles with international influences. Now, at the end of the military era, he had helped black musicians in Bahia break away from the cultural domination of Rio. The censors had gone, and Brazilian music became more varied and fragmented as musicians from the regions, the lawless Rio favelas, and the smart international circuit battled for their visions of the now democratic Brazil.